Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. Welcome back 17 till the hour. Thanks for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're celebrating the life of Arnold Palmer. He was my friend. I was his acquaintance. But I'm like millions of people who could call Arnold friends, friend, and three guys who truly could call him that is our guest this half hour, Jay Minks, who's Executive Vice President of Insperity, Paul Sarvati, who's CEO of Insperity. They both, Arnold was their spokesperson and helped them get their golf tournament that has become one of the great golf tournaments on the Champions Tour. And, of course, our pro representative, PGA Tour, touring pro for many years and now commentator with the Golf Channel, John Mahaffey's here. John, give us some golf stories. We need some golf stories right now.
Well, I was blessed to be able to play with Arnold Palmer in a couple of very special occasions. One of them was the 1994 U.S. Open at Oakmont. He grew up a young child in Ligonier, Pennsylvania, very close to Pittsburgh, where Oakmont's located. And unfortunately, he didn't make the cut. He played 36 holes, and from the first hole through the 36th hole, there was a standing ovation for Arnold. And it was just the most incredible
And you're trying to play golf in the middle of all this.
Well, not really, because the thing is, he had such a presence of mind for all the other players that he played with. Very gracious. I mean, tenacious player and competitor. But I remember the final hole, I had a chance to make the cut. I hit it very close to the hole on 18. And if I make this putt, it appears I'm going to make the cut. So, and Arnold didn't play the hole very well. He was on the green at 3. We were also playing with Rocco Mediate. And as we walk up to the final hole, Rocco and I stop about 30 yards short of the green to let Arnold take the final bow. And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen, better than any kind of reception for a champion walking up to the final hole. I mean, he was the champion of champions. He had a tear in his eye, and he'd very choked up. He waved us back up, and as I walked by Arnold, he said, "I want you to go ahead and knock that little putt in because you got a chance to make this cut." And he said, "I don't, but when I finish this hole, these people are going to go crazy." And the presence of mind in that situation kind of explains what Arnold Palmer is. I mean, he had that twinkle in his eye and that very wry smile, and I'm going to miss that terribly.
Yeah, we all are. Jay, one of the things that I have said about Arnold is he made a good living playing golf, but he got rich in business.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story. I think it's apropos, talk about business. We had gone up to a radio commercial to La Trobe, and we got there a little bit early, and he had a 10 o'clock conference call, and so we're waiting outside. I talked to him a little bit. He said, "Well, come on in, sit down." Okay, great. So we're sitting down on a speakerphone. This guy shows up on a speakerphone, and it's Bob with the Liquor Commission for the state of Pennsylvania. And this is back when Oakmont again was going to host the U.S. Open several years ago. And so we call it the power of Palmer. So he's describing it. They do small talk for a while, and all of a sudden he goes, "Well, let me tell you the reason for this call, Bob." And Bob goes, "I know, Mr. Palmer, we made a mistake. We're going to have your wine there. We messed up. I'm sorry." And anyway, we put a display up. Arnold never raised his voice, never. Just the power of Palmer calling somebody on the phone was enough to get whatever he wanted done. So that's the business part of Arnold.
Right. And of course, Paul, you had quite a number of dealings with him. Talking about, and I'll set you up with this. I interviewed him. I had the honor of interviewing Arnold twice at his at Bay Hill, and here's I was asking him about business, about what would he tell young people, young business owners, about being in business, and here's what he said. He said, "Be trustworthy, be frank, and be straight up." And I'm now calling that the Palmer Business Razor. Paul, what do you think?
I think that's right on. I mean, that example that Jay just used is a good one. But it was really his desire to help business people that made him our company sponsor. I talked to him about how down in the dumps
CEOs were at the time, and I said we wanted to have this campaign about, you know, small business is good for America and prosperity is good for small business. And I thought, you know, he was way beyond a golf legend to, you know, a tremendous business legend and truly an icon. But it was his desire to say, you know what, I'd like to help you get that message out. And that's why he became our company spokesperson.
Well, but he more than that, though, I mean, he latched onto you, didn't he, Paul? I mean, he almost, I said earlier, he almost, I always felt like watching the two of you together, like he almost adopted you. I mean, didn't you, at some time, didn't you feel like, well, this man's really taken I know there's a reason, because
hey,
we
Jim,
all know you, Paul.
Jim, the answer to that is yes. They had a very special relationship.
Yeah.
Paul may be a little too modest.
Paul, don't be so modest. Arnold, tell us about it.
Arnold really admired
one of the really
Paul.
Special things that Arnold was, you know, he really cared about us and you know, what we were doing. And then we just had a chance to, you know, play golf together on various occasions. And he was always so happy to see us. We'd go up and visit him up in Latrobe. And you know, it was just a great opportunity to have that kind of relationship with such a great person.
Yeah.
He'll be sorely missed, I'm telling you.
Well, that's exactly right, and John, every current golf pro stands on his shoulders with their checkbooks, don't they? John Mahaffey, you there?
I'm here.
There we go. We're going to take a quick break, and we got one more segment. We're continuing to celebrate the life of the legend, the golf legend, the human legend, Arnold Palmer, with Jay Meeks, Paul Sarvadi, and John Mahaffey. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.